We'll go to figure two. Draw your breath in. Close your eyes. Open your eyes and let your breath out. And write now whatever comes to your mind. And put it onto the piece of paper. There is a word and a figure. So either one would be correct.
I'd have felt better if you'd have just said there's a blank piece of paper there, Marcia.
All right, well...
Well, Brad got another one. All right.
Okay. This is what I've done with the class and the mind-boggling classes that I've given in the San Jose Unified School District. Okay. Take a deep breath now and reset. We'll go to number three. Draw the breath in. Close your eyes and open your eyes and let your breath out. And see what impression is now coming through to you at this time. Now, there comes an exchange. Now, I can feel a force leaving my body and interacting with those around in the group. All right, that's done. Take a deep breath now. Reset.
I'm still drawing blanks here.
You're drawing a blank?
Yeah, that didn't mean anything.
I know. Here comes number four. Close your eyes. Draw the breath in. Open the eyes. And let the breath out. And see what impression comes to you. The image, when it appears, sometimes you're helped by momentarily closing your eyes and looking for an impression, then opening it. Doing it in a gentle way, and the moment an impression comes, write it down. All right.
I know one thing, that the feeling in my back has gone all the way up to the base of my skull, Marcel.
It's still running.
Yeah.
Go to number five. Breathe in. Relax. Let your breath out. And look at what is being sent to you in a loving way. It's so nice to interact with all of you. The session is over with now. Let's take a deep breath. Release. Now, I'm going to take and put this in the mail tomorrow morning to you.
All right.
And then you can have people send in their impressions to you, and you can give a score the next time you...
We'll do it next week.
Next week.
Well, Brad, who is our program consultant tonight, our coordinator, got five clear impressions.
That's wonderful.
Bill, the star of the show, got zip.
Maybe that's a good lesson.
I failed on this.
Well, Bill, you have many other wonderful talents. I know that.
I tell you what, before we get into the other, I'd like to get a couple of calls before the news break comes to see if people got impressions. Why don't you give me a couple of quick calls, 520-TALK, 990-TALK, and we'll be right back with you and Dr. Marcel Vogel and Dr. Peter Guy Manners in just a moment. Telepathy with Dr. Marcel Vogel in Northern California. And Marcel, Brad is our program coordinator. I have Milton in the... in the studio with me. They were both getting impressions, and a couple of their impressions ended up being about the same. Exactly the same, in fact.
Really? That's exciting.
So there's, what would you get, two psi hits on that? Now, we'll, of course, check that with what you're going to send.
Uh-huh.
And let's get and see if some other clear impressions were coming in from the group here tonight. Have we got one we can get to, Brad?
Okay.
And see what was happening with the gang that was taking part of this little experiment that we're doing tonight on Open Mind. We have Charlotte. Did you get any impression, Charlotte?
I sure did.
All right.
I sound like I'm in a barrel.
Yeah, you do. What are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did you feel the vibration that I was sending to you?
I certainly did.
Are you on a speakerphone or something, Charlotte?
What is it?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Hmm. Well, we've certainly activated your telephone then.
Yeah.
I've had the phones go dead when I do that, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well...
So you've got impressions, and what about your back? Did you feel things there?
No.
Hmm.
Where did you feel it?
Well, I had I don't know what you might call it, a discomfort in my side, up under my shoulder, all day.
All right.
And I just put my hand over that while you were...
Doing that,
along with the impressions, and it's gone.
Okay, well, now, Charlotte, send me those impressions. All right, you just hold on to them, and I'll read them off next week then, okay?
Oh, all right.
Okay?
All right.
And let's see, what was that? Jeanette?
Hello?
Did you get any impressions?
Yes, I had a horse, and I had a pig, and I had a fish, I had a duck, I had a squirrel, and I had a kitty.
You like animals,
don't
you?
Yeah.
Got a bunch of animals with you.
Yeah, they just come up so in front of me, so easy.
All right, well, those are totally different than the ones we were getting here. But we'll find out next week what they are. Thank you very much there, Jeanette. And one quick one from you, who we have on here. Carl.
Carl?
Yeah, did you get impressions, Carl?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
Number one was Buddha.
Okay.
Number two, Cleopatra's Needle.
All right.
The monument. Number three was a cow. Number four was an Indian in full dress. And the last one, I think because of the word loving, I came up with Valentine.
Okay.
Valentine, would that be a heart or what?
No, it had lace fringes around the end and a heart in the middle.
All right, there was a heart there involved.
Yeah.
Now, that was the last one?
That was the last one.
Well, how interesting, because we've got a couple of hearts here as the last one.
Well, the word loving, I think, did it.
Uh-huh.
It did, huh?
Well, there's a little bit of telepathy going on. I wonder if we have time. Okay, thank you, Carl.
Okay.
We have just a few seconds. Eileen, did you get any impressions?
Yeah, I did. They're weird, too. I wasn't sure what you meant by impressions. I got, for one, I got a zero, I got a hand, a truck, a summer, and a job.
Good.
All right.
Well, you got one of them correct.
I did? Which one? The job?
You're going to find out next week. Got one right, Eileen.
Oh, boy.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're right, you guys.
Okay. We'll have more fun things for you to do. The music means we're going to take a break here at 10 o'clock for the news from ABC.
How long is that going to be?
With about 6 or 7 minutes, Dr. Marcel Vogel is with me and Dr. Peter Guy Manners. And we have 2 more hours of some experiments that'll stretch your mind and perhaps teach it new things. So stay with us tonight. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind.
Number three, people will get either the fourth object or the one before that.
Hmm.
So that often happens that in the sequence of events like this, sometimes there is an anticipation by somebody listening in of what I was going to do.
They'd already had a precognitive look at it then.
That is correct. And so it opens up. When I deal with a burst of about 5 different impressions like this, any one in the series of the 5 would be considered a hit no matter where it occurs.
Okay.
Now, when I send these down to you, you can have a lot of fun. We can deal with it. Now, what I'd like to do is to have Dr. Manners speak to all of you on some of the understanding that he has of what this type of imaging is in the Delaware device, or camera as they have called it. And I'd like now to turn this over to Dr. Manners.
Well, one more thing, Marcel. We're expecting to hear now from Drs. Rose and Peterson, are we not?
Will call you in.
Oh, they will call in to hear.
Yes.
Okay. And
Peter, do you want to get on now?
Hello.
Okay, Dr. Peter Guy Manners. What were we doing?
Well, I think what was happening, first of all, I'd like to give an opinion as to the correlations that were made of 1 to 5. Listening on this side, it was rather surprising that the strength of reaction was felt after 3, 4, and 5. Number 1 and 2, I don't think people had possibly caught on to the idea of what was happening, what was taking place. But immediately we got to 3, then you started to feel some reaction. People were beginning to correlate and to understand what was happening, what was expected, and they started to sort of fall into the idea.
Now, whenever you say feel reaction, were you able to sense reaction from the people here in Southern California?
Yes, most definitely. Oh, yes, you can feel a feedback from it. Immediately there is a correlation between people. Immediately you start to formulate on an idea. In other words, you begin to understand. You begin to know what it is. Then this forms a kind of correlation which feeds back. You can begin to feel it. But for the first start, of course, I mean, it is slow. Now, this is the kind of thing that happened even when we were using the camera. Very often, for the first start, when we started to use it, and the first line of plates that were put in, we got little or no reaction from it. But once the operating staff, etc., began to understand what was happening, what was taking place, then it started to feed in the information, and we started to get it. We started to get results on plate.
Well, I'm glad that the folks were out there getting reaction, because if you were getting feedback from me, were you getting zip? I didn't get an impression.
It's often what happens. Once the idea is formulated within the minds of people, then it starts to formulate a concept and a pattern. You see, what you figure in your mind takes place in space-time.
Mm-hmm.
And this starts to formulate. Now, if you have several people thinking along the same lines or pondering along the same concept, even if they're only just giving it a casual thought, that starts to build into a thought form shape. And then this starts to shape up, starts to vitalize, and you get a feedback from it so that you can more or less tell when things are beginning to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same way as we could almost foretell before we took the plate there to the camera that we're going to get something on this one or we're not going to get anything on this one, mm-hmm. as the case may be. You began to know before the plates were taken out because you could feel the reaction basically from the camera itself.
It's amazing that that kind of energy would just traverse that distance and do that.
Yes. There is no time or space when you deal with this. What I'd like to do now is another experiment which does not involve anybody in writing, but I will carry on and go a little step deeper in bringing in the sense of smell with the imagery and the imaging that one can do in space.
We did that last time, I think, and we had
right.
the whole town smelling the roses.
Good. Shall we do this again?
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right. Let's everybody sit up and we relax. Now, I'm going to tune in to all of you who are present. Dr. Manners has a crystal, and I have a crystal, and we're going to tune in from two directions to all of you. Now, I'm going to create a apple, a beautiful big red apple with my mind projected through the crystal. Now, can you see with your mind's eye now an apple? Can you, Peter?
Yes.
Let the apple grow and mature to ripeness. Now I'm going to cut the apple straight through, split it, take one part of the apple and bring it close to your nose. Now smell the apple. Now reach over and take this piece and put a bit in your mouth and chew it, masticate it, and experience the essence of the apple.
Take another breath now. Erase the apple. Relax. Breathe in again. And now, we'll plant a rose plant in the ground. We have a cutting. Now we're going to water that plant with love. And let us watch now this stalk start to sprout, grow in space, become a fully mature rose bush. There it comes now. A bud is forming, a beautiful red rose. Now it's emerging. Let it grow, fully develop. Now smell the rose and experience the essence, the beauty of a fully evolved, developed rose. Peace be to all of you.
All right.
Now.
I smelt the apple.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't taste it.
No, but you smelt it.
And I smelt the rose.
That's right.
Brad, you smelt the apple, and Brad tasted the apple.
Uh-huh. It was a beautiful, red delicious.
He's got written on my computer here, beautiful apple.
Yeah, it was. It was a big one. It's a big apple.
And he told me he didn't believe this stuff. You a believer now, Brad? He says he's got to.
Isn't it wonderful when we can deal with our imagination this way and work?
Let's see if... I know that we have Craig and Edson standing by. They want to talk about the camera, but I want to get some reaction from those of you that did or did not get the essence of that apple.
All right.
Visually, I didn't see it. I did smell the apple. I didn't taste it. I didn't see the rose. I'm not too good on imaging here tonight, but I did smell, and I smelt the rose.
You see, there you can deal with either the organoleptic sense, which is the smell, or the visualization. Now, when your mind is locked in, Bill, as you're dealing now, you have to almost wipe out the imaginative faculty to maintain the continuity of work that we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? But
yes.
You can get through into that faculty through the smell and the what was called the organoleptic sense.
Well,
that's
why
I deal with both of these.
That came through very, 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 very clear.
Yeah, because we're very closely linked to one another right now.
All right, let's see. Kathy is on the line. Kathy, did you smell or taste the apple?
Yes, I did. I smelled the apple and I tasted it a little. The rose, I couldn't get a... I watched it grow, but I couldn't get a smell of it.
But you did see it grow.
I've seen it grow, yes. And I did taste that apple and I smelled that apple.
Good. How did you like that?
It was a wonderful apple.
Is that a good apple?
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
All right,
bye.
And, Craig, did you taste the smelly apple?
What's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Greg?
Oh.
Yeah,
did
you get the apple?
I'll tell you, I had a funny time. Are we getting feedback here?
Yeah, we're having feedback all night tonight.
Huh.
Some of the field that is being built up now, you know.
I can't figure out why we should be getting feedback.
Well, did you smell the apple?
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a funny time with it. I recently got some unsprayed, organically grown apples, fresh picked, first time in many years, and the flavor is so strong on those apples that I literally could only eat maybe a fourth of an apple at a time. And so when you're asking me to taste that flavor in my mouth, I was a little overwhelmed by it, just because of my own recent experience.
Did you smell a rose?
I didn't carry through all the way with that.
All right. I know you want to talk about Dr. Vogel's machine. You want to hold on, and we'll get back to that a little bit?
Right.
Brad, we'll put Craig on hold there, and let me go to some of the others just to see what kind of reaction we're getting before we go on tonight. Esther, you're on.
Yes. Oh, I tried so hard to get the apple. and the rose, but I got neither one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is that nothing?
Nothing at all.
Oh.
Well, I didn't get any images there, so...
I really tried.
You'll make me feel better. All right, thank you very much. And who we have here, Marie?
Yes.
Did you get an apple?
Oh, not only that, but before he said apple, I knew it was going to be apple. I visioned it.
Did you?
And I smelled it, I tasted it, and I smelled the rose.
Yes, that precognitive thing you were talking about, Marcel.
Yes, you see, you knew I was going to say an apple, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know a moment. I was toying with a banana.
I was looking at a banana that I have that I have sitting right in my house, and then I picked up apple.
Yeah, because I was going to use a banana at first, and I said no, and then I went to an apple, and then it set, because that's why I think many people will have picked up a banana for a moment.
And that's exactly what I did, and that is the truth. And then I picked up an apple.
Yeah, see, this shows that we're linked together with thought. The moment you think, a person becomes one with you. And this is going on all the time. This is going on at nighttime. When you dream, your dreams interact with one another.
Well, I thought the first part was very interesting, too, and I'd like to tell you the five that I had.
Good.
Or is it too late?
No.
Go ahead and lay them down, but then we'll check you out next week, okay?
All right, that's fine. I missed number one. I couldn't get in on that. And the second was a number, and I picked up on seven. And then I had the heart, and I had a cow. A cow and a heart.
Mm-hmm. All right. The heart seems to be coming up a lot here tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you.
Next week, we'll find out about that.
Thank you.
All right. And, Betty.
Yes. Hello, Bill.
Yes.
I smelled the apple, but I didn't taste it.
Well, I didn't either.
I didn't smell the rose. But I do want to mention that every once in a while when I'm watching a cooking show maybe on TV, I can smell the food. Is that possible?
Sure it is.
Sure it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it might be my imagination, but I could swear, because sometimes I think it's coming from somebody that's cooking in the building, and it's not.
What is your imagination?
Pardon?
What is your imagination?
I really don't know.
That's right. If you have the power of you, with your mind, to create anything you want, and once you watch a cooking program, and you link to it, you experience it totally.
Uh-huh.
That's the fun of this.
I can smell it very often. Sometimes just one article, sometimes the whole dinner.
All right. So,
all right. Thank you.
All right, hon. You're just triggering all of that. And let's do one more and see what who we have here. Fran?
Hi, Bill.
How'd you make it with the apples and the roses?
Well, I was interesting. I was picturing a Jonathan.
A Jonathan apple?
Yeah. And I did get some of the taste. But as soon as he mentioned rose, just the word rose, all of a sudden, it was like my whole room was permeating with rose.
Mm-hmm. You really got the rose then?
Really, but vividly, and it lasted quite a while.
Yep.
It may be still here, but I'm concentrating on you now. It was really an interesting thing, actually smelling a strong rose scent.
Right. And you didn't have any in the room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you see, that came from me. To the crystal projecting to you.
I want to thank you. It was delightful.
Good. Now, you see, the same thing could be done. I could project an image of myself, my being, and if you were in the properly relaxed state, suddenly I would be there in front of you, and I've done this.
Oh, really? You can project the image of yourself to someone?
Oh, surely.
It's very interesting. I can use, quite often, I can describe people coming into people's lives or who are already there.
That's right.
I mean, I can actually see them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I haven't had that experience of having that person immediately in front of me.
Right. I will do that now to you.
All right.
Watch. Close your eyes.
All right.
And now I'm going to project in a loving way to you in your room and stand there and say hi. Can you feel me now? There it comes.
That's right.
You don't see it as a physical image. It's a vibration.
Oh, okay.
There it comes now. Now it comes the vibration, and I can see you.
I hope not.
I hope not. I'll charge you.
All right. Hey, wait a minute, Marcel, we may have a good thing going here. I want to concentrate real hard on this myself.
As they say, I'm disabused.
Oh, Fran, look at you.
Isn't she sweet?
Isn't she? This is a family show, too.
Well, Bill knows me.
I know.
Anyway, that is interesting. I don't know what you look like, actually.
No, you don't, but you can feel me.
Yes, I can. Are you slender?
Oh, no, I'm a big person. I'm over 200.
Oh, I'm picturing somebody who's kind of slender.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at me.
Bill, it's not you.
Okay.
No, there's another person on the line. That's Dr. Manners.
Oh, and that's who I'm picking up.
Yes, he is slender.
He is very slender. Yes, he is.
That's...
Why don't you give a description? We'll tell you if it's right.
Pardon me?
Why don't you give a description? We'll tell you
I'm not certain. I don't know if somebody has a beard or had a beard.
No.
I'm seeing somebody kind of slender and somebody that's kind of beardish.
Not a beard.
Pardon me?
No beard.
No. Now I'm getting a little nervous.
No, that's right, but...
Well, you know, sitting around talking to a bunch of guys in a buff there, Fran. And we're looking at you.
Oh, my God.
Through Marcel's crystal.
Yeah, but you are a very beautiful and a very happy person. You've enjoyed life to a very high degree.
Thank you.
And it's real fun being with you now.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, dear.
All right, Fran, thank you for smelling the apples and for the little treat and all of that. I'm Bill Jenkins, and with me is Dr. Marcel Vogel, Dr. Peter Guy Manners, and Fran just left. You should have just let her sit around there for a while the way she was. And we'll be right back. Thought Energy is your hearing, and he'll be giving a seminar Saturday, October 19th at 10 a.m. at the LAX Hilton Hotel. Now, Marcel was a senior scientist with IBM for 27 years and has received numerous awards. He holds a number of patents. Marcel is a true scientist, and the physical and spiritual dimensions of life are a part of his world. In his seminar, Marcel will be talking about the therapeutic effects of healing with crystals and the poser of thought. Joining Marcel at the demonstration of the Delawar Thought Photography Camera and the Omega 4 Metrodotic Machine will be Dr. Peter Guy Manners and Dr. John Adams. Movie will be shown, as you're hearing here tonight. Now, this seminar has limited seating. Advance reservations are strongly recommended. You may make a reservation by calling area code 213-393-9405. Again, join Marcel in his seminar, The Power of Thought, Saturday, October 19th at the L.A. Hilton at 213-393-9405. Call them for information. All right, there you've got the scoop on things. Marcel, you've got them turned on out there tonight.
Well, we're just beginning. We're having fun, aren't we?
We're having a lot of fun. What else are we going to do here?
Well, I just got a call of one of the young men that you have there.
Yes, sir.
He's got a cold, and he asked me if I could do anything to help his cold. So I said, all right, let's have a go. Let's see what we can do for colds. In fact, for any nasal congestions or...
Bronchial congestions
or pain in the back that you have.
We have a lot of the flu and near pneumonia running around in Southern California.
Fine. Let's see what we can do to simplify, to release that and bring a state of balance and well-being.
Okay.
Peter, I'd like to have... Peter's going to be with his crystal and I have mine. Are you okay, Peter?
Yes, all right.
All right. Now, we're going to beam in on the virus that is responsible for causing the nasal congestion, the discomfort and temperatures that people are suffering from at this time and who are listening to us at this moment of time. Now, we'll beam in onto the virus and start to inactivate this virus to break down its activity on the bodies of the people who are listening. Now, I want each one of you who are listening to take your hand and bring it to the area that is giving you maximum discomfort. Focus your mind on that now and will that your body be freed from the temperature congestion that you are suffering from. Focus on that now. Take a deep breath. Bring it in. Now.